Drive through the neighborhood circling the Hoover Country Club on a bright sunny day like yesterday, and you might see Joseph Lang shooting hoops. Santa brought the 9-year-old a basket for Christmas, and he's been getting a lot of use out of it lately. Some days are easier than others, though, because Joseph has juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, or JRA.
On sunny days like this, I don't hurt as much. But on rainy days, I kind of hurt. And my just usual score to 1 to 10 of hurting is usually sometimes 5 and under. It doesn't do it that bad.
Amy Anselon Lang, Joseph's mom, still remembers the day 3 years ago when Joseph was diagnosed.
It was very, very scary. I was drinking my coffee in the kitchen, and I happened to look down the hall. He was holding on to the walls as he was coming down the hallway, and it's one of those parenting moments when you went, something's not right.
Lang's husband rushed Joseph to Children's Hospital, where an MRI revealed that Joseph had arthritis in both ankles, both knees, and several fingers. Looking back, there were early signs that something might be wrong, but the Langs had dismissed them. That's common with JRA.
He would occasionally say, oh, my knee hurts. And we would look at his knee. It was not swollen. There were no bug bites. There were no scrapes. And we said, well, you know, maybe it's growing pains. In the afternoon, he'd be running around. So we thought, oh, this is no big deal.
The disease is not life-threatening, but certainly life-changing. The family can't stroll the mall or take long shopping expeditions to Walmart. Joseph can't be on his feet that long. And then there's the medicine. When the disease flares up, Joseph takes 40 to 50 pills a week, plus 2 injections.
And Mom said it's the needle or the medicine that tastes like glue.
No contest. Joseph opted for the injections, which he says work really well and have improved his basketball game. Joseph has even given his drugs nicknames like superheroes. Naprosyn is the pusher because it pushes the JRA out of the way. Methotrexate is the bully because it knocks out the JRA. And those weekly injections, well, they're the shooter, of course. Amy Anselon Lang says the medical part of the disease is getting easier. Joseph is still in a lot of pain on a regular basis, but the drugs help. It's the emotional components that are a growing problem.
It's not like that his hair is gone because of chemo treatments or that he's in a wheelchair permanently. It's largely unseen. And to deal with the emotional issues when your child comes home and someone at school has called him, you know, slowpoke, or the kids are played in soccer and they're all exceptionally good soccer players and he has to sit out because he can't do that.
My buddy Holt, he's the fastest kid in our classroom. He knows because when I get it for tag or something, he says, you have to slow down because Joseph has JRA.
But his mom worries that things will get tougher for Joseph socially as he enters his teen years. There's increased pressure to fit in. There's dating and driving. Will he get a handicapped permit or try to tough it out? She says she's already seeing a change in her fourth grader.
Because he used to be fairly open and, you know, we would do, what are your numbers? That's our code for how are you feeling. And he would rattle off the numbers. And then after we did this about a year, he was like, don't ask me so many times. So we do one in the morning, one at night. And now, even when I can see that he's limping, I'll get, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. He doesn't want to talk about that. Right now, that's been the hardest thing for me is this sweet, you know, child who was so willing to discuss this and who was so open to my questions and to my guidance to now being, I don't want to talk about it.
How much of that is wanting to shield his mom and dad from his pain and how much is preteen rebellion? Who knows? I'm Tanya Ott.